When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Tracy Koga, and thanks for downloading this podcast from ilikehugh.com. If you can, give us a follow or a subscribe. And remember that all the information about the guests in today's episode can be found at ilikehugh.com. Now, let's get started.
Always nice to share a really, really wonderful story. And this truly is. It brings music, it brings people, and it creates a kind of connection. So I want to welcome, once again, Adrian Sutherland, Jolie L'Espérance for the first time on Hugh at Home, and my good friend Rosanna Schick. And I'm going to go to Rosanna first because, it's just been crazy, crazy times, especially for musicians, especially for the arts and culture. And somehow you always manage a team to come and perform and do incredible things. So Respect the Gift is an incredible music video featuring Adrian Sutherland. And I want to know the story behind this whole video and the music too as well. So let's start with Adrian, since you are the singer-songwriter.
Well, thanks for having me back again. Yes, it's certainly a very, very difficult time for a lot of people, especially in the arts community. Yeah, well, it was certainly a challenge when everything came to a halt for us. We had to adjust and kind of adapt to the times to try to keep some of the music projects that we had been juggling at the time to keep them moving forward. And Respect the Gift actually was a song that was already written and recorded last year, just before we were full-blown pandemic. And it was almost maybe not even a few weeks after the song was complete, the recording of it anyway, it started to look like we were starting to move into that whole crazy, the crazy times we're seeing now. We sat on it for a while, and the whole idea of the song was really about sharing the gifts that we have as human beings and whatever that may be. In our case, it's music, and wanting to share music and bring out positive messages through our music and share that with as many people as we can.
Wow. And dancers, Rosanna, you are the video producer amongst other things too as well, but the whole concept for the video, how did that all begin?
Well, once Adrian had recorded the song and we had a listen to it, we realized it was a great dancing song. It just had a really good vibe, and we thought, wouldn't it be cool to make a dance music video? So that became our goal right from the beginning. And then, of course, when the pandemic started, we realized that making a dance video would be very challenging, especially doing something on location that would be interesting enough to hold somebody's attention for the duration of a video. We decided that the best approach would be if we could shoot some dancers and then animate the video. And luckily, we worked with Justin Stevenson before. He's the animator on this project. And he loved the idea. So we came up with the idea of doing a silhouette style dancing presentation mm-hmm. in front of the blue screen, and then he could animate in the background any kinds of designs that he wanted to add. And we kind of liked the idea of a 70s sort of retro groovy vibe, mm-hmm. and he loved it too, so he just decided to run with that. So then all we had to do was find the dancers. We decided to shoot it here in Manitoba because we have the Chroma Ranch, and we had a facility at our that was accessible to us because of a colleague that I have here in the film industry. Mm-hmm. So we We got permission to shoot there. We hired a small crew. We booked a date, and then we went looking for dancers and did a call out on Facebook. Got about a dozen auditions, and you know, five of them just jumped out at us, and those are the five that we went with.
And that's a great segue into Jolie L'Esperance. Welcome, Jolie. I guess.
Hello.
Yes. Okay. So fill us in. What was the experience like dancing in this video and blue screen? It's just you.
Yeah, it was very interesting on so many levels. I mean, being a part of an artistic project during these times is just very interesting to begin with. How it all lined itself up, you know, I do an audition and you just kind of release it to see what happens. And the conduit through which it came, how I found out about the audition wasn't through Facebook. It was actually through a friend who said, hey, I'm auditioning for this thing. Do you want to audition too? And I went, that sounds great. I teach dance to kids. So I had studio time. So I was able to get in there and just kind of throw something out. And again, I went, it all kind of happened. I found out about it. I did the audition. I let it go. And then I went, oh, okay. And I hadn't heard anything. And then right before it was about to happen, I heard, hey, we would like to have you come in. And my mind couldn't quite wrap around it, but it did. And then I went, oh, okay. So now my Saturday is going to be this. All right. And so then I was just, my forward momentum towards it after hearing the song. And I want to tell you, Adrian, I was telling Tracy and Rosanna that your song has become my internal theme song. I hear Respect the Gift all the time in my head, and it's fantastic, and I really appreciate it because I love that flavor of music. I love the message. So all of it, like the song, you as an artist, Aaron, Rosanna, just the whole situation felt like just a great big love-in, you know, just like, let's love art, let's love dance, let's try this new thing, let's still keep on being creative and moving forward with it, even when everything around is kind of saying, oh no, shut down, don't do anything, you know. So I felt very blessed to be a part of it, and it was really, really great. And dancing on the blue screen was also very interesting, because you just, when you're used to, as a performer, being seen totally, like makeup, hair, the whole deal, and you get out there, it was so freeing to just go, oh, all I have to do is dance. This is great. And then whatever part of me will be taken for it. That was the other interesting part. You just don't know what you've done, what will be used out of it as well. And so, or what will be valid for the through line of stuff. So you just let it go and you trust. And it was really great. And I was really honored to be a part of it and had a lot of fun. So yeah. Yeah.
Was there any special moments for you, Jolie, on the set or throughout this video?
Yes, there was, absolutely. I had a specific moment where I had a major dream remembrance that I had been there standing in the blue screen, looking around and going, whoa, I totally had a dream. And I had to say it out loud to everybody. I just said, thank you everyone for being a part of my deja vu, because I've been here before. And so for me, it was a real spiritual moment, because I went, whenever I have one of those moments, and they do happen in my life often, it's like a little signpost saying you're on the right track. You're doing the right thing. You're part of a good thing. It all just is an affirmation of it being a really special project, a special moment, a special integration. And so yeah, that was, so Aaron, I wanted to tell you that because it was quite powerful for me, because this is the first time I'm getting to meet him. So I'm honored about that too. And to say, thank you to Rosanna. Thank you to Aaron. And thank you, Tracy, for having me be a part of this, because it really was just, it was a gift for me to be a part of it. So that's what I wanted to share as well. And I have a little bit of low blood pressure, and I gave it so hard for the times that we did it, that I actually just had to lie down on the floor for a second and gather myself. So that was another, I went through a physical journey as well, because you go hard for however many minutes, and you know, three run-throughs of the full song, and then they just gather whatever visuals they can. And so it was a lot. It was beautiful, and I'm like I said, I'm really glad to have been a part of it. So that's my
Well, Adrian, that must make you feel pretty proud.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's just been a wonderful experience since the beginning, from when the song was introduced in the songwriting stage, right from the recording, and then getting the mixing done, and then getting the idea of making a dance video. That whole process, again, was very fun to kind of walk through and be a part of the decision making. And the end result couldn't be more wonderful. It's just such a great video, and all the people that were involved in this made it what it is and made the song even come to life more.
So, Adrian, when we first met, you had a band, like Midnight Shine, and now you're doing, you know, a few more solo projects. Which do you like better, band, solo, or is it all both good?
Well, I mean, there's some good that comes with both sides, the solo and the full band. There's also some other stuff that, I guess, not so good stuff that may come along with both sides of it. I miss the band, performing with the band, traveling with the band. When I first started stepping away from the band again, it was a little bit nerve-wracking to get up on stage by myself, because I no longer I felt really naked, you know, up there by myself again. And it was just me and nobody else, and everyone was, you know, watching. So, but it's been good. You know, I like the ability to go out and branch out on my own and create music, you know, that maybe I feel isn't quite in the vein of Midnight Shine's style. You know, gives me that ability and that freedom. And also to work and collaborate with other people that are interested in wanting to work with me. It's just been a real wonderful experience, I think, and a good learning experience for me as well. I want to continue working as a solo artist for a little while, since I can't get together with my band anyway for any time soon, it seems.
True. Yeah, no, very, very true. And, you know, maybe a question for both Adrian and Rosanna is sort of where music is going. And especially in these times, I guess, Rosanna, to release a video that is fun, that's full of hope and respect, you know, especially right now where respect is maybe a forgotten word, how important is it to keep on doing these things and sending out these messages?
Oh, I think it's very important to be sending out positive messages today. As we all know, it's been a really challenging year for everybody, no matter what industry you work in. It's been particularly hard in the arts for musicians and artists who are used to touring and who need that interaction with fans in order to advance their career. And it's just been, you know, a lot of hard times for people. So to see something happy and bright and positive and fun and upbeat, like, we've been getting a lot of messages from fans and friends who are saying the video, you know, brings a smile to their face. And, you know, they played it for their mother and their mother loved it. And, you know, it reminded their cousin of like the 1970s. And so it's been a lot of really fun, positive messages. And it feels really good to be able to have that kind of impact on people at a time like this.
Yes. Well, and Jolie is a perfect example of being part of something like that. Mentally, it makes such a big difference. Right, Jolie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I my preference is to be involved in projects that are uplifting, that are going to be, you know, supporting people in finding their joy, you know, and finding places to go. All right, I bring your heart up, you know, expand your ability to bring your heart to situations, and also know that there's other people too around who have that same, you know, to get into a community of people who really want to also do that. You shore each other up, and we all rise together, and that's something that I find very important. So that's why I think this song and its message and everything is so exactly what we need to hear right now. Just respect the gifts that you have, what's flowing around you, and enjoy it and share it. And that's why I was really happy to be a part of this project for sure.
Oh, well, and to wrap things up, Adrian, to you, you know, you live in a remote community and you've done so much for yourself, obviously a role model. The power of music, and how do you explain that and share that with the young people today, and the importance of it too?
I guess first and foremost, I would probably start with music. For me, has always been a way to kind of get through some of the more challenging things that I have to endure growing up in such a, you know, far remote community in the north that has its own set of challenges. And, you know, I've used that as an outlet. I used it to kind of help myself, kind of uplift myself out of some of the situations that I had to grow up in and experience. And even today, like, there's a lot of things that I'm still encountering by, you know, by living here. And it's really difficult. And I think music is always, for me, it's something I get to go and do and to express myself, to express my emotions, to express what I'm feeling, and just get rid of that, you know, and get it out there and put it out into the world. That's such an important thing, is to express what someone is feeling and not keeping those things in. You know, and it's also a way for me now. You know, it's been a real grind for the last 10 years, and it's starting to be, to me, I can kind of see how far I've come now with the music. And when you look back and you look at, oh wow, you know, I didn't realize how much ground we covered in the last 10 years, but man, it really is a lot. And to be able to come this far now, it is a difficult industry to survive, and even more so now. It's just, you know, it's almost impossible to kind of to look ahead and to see any kind of positive things on the horizon. But you know, I remain optimistic and continuing to, you know, make sure music is a big part of my life still today. I mean, I come out here every day and I do music. I'm at home, so that, you know, there's a good balance there right now, and I feel like I'm in a really comfortable place.
Yeah, and we love your new studio. Rosanna was filling us in. So that's your own recording studio. Turned it into a trailer, now recording studio, so you're well on your way. And you know what? Thank you so much for sharing your gift. It's Respect the Gift. We'll show you the video for sure. The video is spectacular. Thank you, Rosanna, as always. Amazing work. And let's keep in touch. And maybe, you know, one day filming will obviously start again. And Adrian will be coming back to Winnipeg for a concert. And Jolie and I will be in the audience dancing. Oh, well, thank you so much, everybody. Enjoy your day. Respect the Gift, Adrian Sutherland and Rosanna Schick, dynamite duo. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening. This has been a production of ilikehugh.com. Podcast distribution from the Sound Off Media Company.
What happens when we play outside? We become healthier, both mentally and physically. We become more creative and more focused. We connect with nature, each other, and ourselves. Let's Take This Outside, a new podcast hosted by me, Marianne Iveson, an aspiring outdoor athlete and nature lover. I speak to athletes, outdoor professionals, and scientists about their connection to nature, how it affects their performance and everyday life. Let's Take This Outside, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, and at letstakethisoutside.ca.
Do, Did, Will, the Story of People podcast is now available on the Crier Media Network. The first 5 episodes are here and feature some incredible guests that fit into one or all 3 of those categories. Ready? Tara Sloan from the San Jose Sharks, Undercurrent podcast at NBC Sports. Marianne Iveson from Iveson Voice and the Let's Take This Outside podcast to talk about the world of outdoors as well as voiceover land. Ariana Hunsicker, future Canadian Paralympic swimmer, already winning tons of awards for this country. Scott McGregor from the Hot Wallet podcast to dumb down the world of crypto, Bitcoin, and NFTs so you don't have to. And Jackie Holowaty from Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Washington, the first net zero carbon certified arena on the planet. Wherever you get your pods, wherever you watch your pods, and on the Crier Media Network.
Another Sound Off Media Company podcast.